Troy from Zia Comics here, and today I want to talk to you about comic book grading. This is probably the most often asked question I get in the store is whether or not you should get your comic graded. If you're getting that comic as a reader copy or it's one you want to continue to open up and look through it, don't get it graded because it's going to come back in a hard encapsulized shell that you're going to have to probably break to get that comic out. And once you open it, all that grading you paid for is null and void. So the biggest reason you would want to get your comic book graded is for resale value. Now, saying that, you got to remember it's going to cost you the grading from whichever grading service you pick. You're going to have to ship it there. You're going to have to pay for it to get shipped back. So all that adds up. You're looking probably anywhere from 30 or higher just to get a modern age comic graded. So you add that onto the cost that you paid for the comic in the first place. Go and look and see if it's selling for more than that. If it's not, then you're losing money getting it graded unless you're just speculating that it's going to go up higher later on. So after you've figured out, if this is going to be something you want to do to increase the value, because if it gets graded from one of these grading services, it's kind of indisputable that is the grade it's going to be at. If it's a raw book and you try to say, hey, well, I think this is a 9.8, somebody who doesn't want to pay a lot of money for it is going to say, oh, no, man, that's nothing more than a 9.2. If it's graded, there's no arguing, man. That's graded by a verified grading service. Now, there are more than one grading service out there. You have CGC, which is Certified Guarantee Company. You have CBCS, which is Comic Book Certification Service. You have PGX, which is Professional Grading Experts, and EGS, which is Expert Grading Services. I'm sorry, PGX is Professional Grading Experts. So the main one there is going to be CGC. They're the gold standard for grading. They're kind of like the Cadillac of grading services. There are different levels of grading as well. I'm going to cover just since CGC is the main one, let me just show you the different grading levels they have, because that is going to be the one that's going to get you the most value out of your comic. It's going to hold the value better, and it's the most known. So here we go. First, let's talk about CGC's grading process. The first thing that happens is when they receive it, it is opened by their staff under security cameras, checked against the submission paperwork, and then they assign it a proprietary tracking number so they can find out where it's at any part of the process. The next step is verification. This is where they review it to confirm that the description matches what was provided by the submitter. Next step is authentication. Each one of the comics is stored in their vault until it's ready to be reviewed for authenticity. Next step is grading. The grading is a team effort. It's not just one person looking at your comic and grading it, because you don't want someone who's having a bad day to grade your comic. So they get multiple people to grade it, and you get the average of those grades. After they determine a grade, it's encapsulated. That is that big plastic, clear piece of plastic they put it in to protect it. Before it gets shipped out, it goes to quality control to ensure there's nothing wrong with encapsulation. And the last step before they ship it, they make sure that everything you submitted is in the package and sent back to you. Each CGC label has a comprehensive description of that comic along with its grade and a unique CGC certification number that you will see above the barcode on the front and on the back in the top left corner. This first one is the Universal Blue Label. This is given to comics that don't have any unique qualifiers or special considerations. It's just simply the CGC grade. The Qualified Green Label is used for comics that have some kind of significant defect, such as, a missing coupon from a page or a Marvel stamp is not there, but does not affect the story. This way, you can still get a decent grade, but it will be noted of that defect. They also use this label for unauthenticated signatures and autographs. If CGC does not have a witness put their eyes upon that signing as it happens, you're not going to get the coveted gold signature autograph label. A purple label denotes a comic that has been restored in some way, shape, or fashion. This can be anything from amateur to professional restoration. They grade these according to their restoration grading scale. And they have the quality A aesthetic is either A, B, or C.
excellent, fine, or poor. And then the quality scale, they have 1 through 5, slight, slight, moderate, and moderate, moderate extensive, and extensive. The conserved label is blue with a gray bar across the top. This label is reserved for books that needed some type of structural integrity repair, such as staples or a small piece reattached. The next label is the no grade label. You'll get this if the comic is missing substantial parts of it, like maybe entire cover, interior pages, or both. In case you don't have the whole comic, CGC will also encapsulate individual pages and covers. Next is the coveted yellow label from CGC. This is their signature series label. This means that a CGC authorized witness actually put their eyes on the person signing it. If they do not get their eyes on that, if they do not personally witness it, you will not get a signature series label from CGC. The signature series labels can also come with the conserved denotation, the qualified denotation, or even the restored denotation. Still, the autograph is good. It's just also been through one of these procedures. The gold pedigree label is one you probably won't see too many of. This is given to any comic book that is part of a CGC recognized pedigree collection. Currently, there are only 61 pedigree collections recognized by CGC. To be part of a pedigree label, the collection must all be done by one owner, the original owner. That means the books had to be bought off the shelf as they came out. The collection must be of vintage material. So if you have a modern age comic, which is pretty much anything from the 70s to current times, it's not going to be part of a pedigree. The collection must consist of a considerable number of comics. Most of the collections are at least 1,000 books. There's a few collections over 10,000. The collection must be high grade. Comics from the Silver Age in general have to be 9.2 or higher. Many of the pedigree collections were recognized and accepted by the hobby before CGC came into existence in late 1999. CGC also offers custom labeling. You can get some of your favorite characters on the label for your comic. As of the time of this recording, these are the ones you can get on your custom labels.
That was the quick and dirty on getting your comic book graded. I hope this helps you make that decision whether or not you want to get yours graded or not. Personally, I do like graded comics, and I really, really like the CGC Signature Series because that is irrefutable. Somebody had to watch that book get signed before they'll give you that golden label. So, until the next video, later, nerds.